Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so this is really wrong, okay? I saw a little bit of this show when I was in LA, but someone has sent this to me. This is the episode that I didn't see.
Did you do what you normally do when you go on holiday and just sit in your hotel room watching telly?
That's not true. I don't always do that.
More often than not.
Well, I did manage to catch a little bit of this show, right?
Right.
It's wrong. It's a reality show, and it's called Sunset Tan. Now, they describe it like this. In this sizzling six-part series, get an inside look at LA's most successful upscale tanning salon and the staff's wild antics as they work and play together. That's what they say on their kind of press release.
Right.
Basically, this is the place where people like Paris Hilton and Britney Spears get their tans.
Okay.
And the show, it doesn't sound that exciting, does it?
Well, I'm kind of intrigued.
Here's someone getting a tan. Brilliant.
Did you go there?
What, to this place?
Yeah.
To Sunset Tan? No, I didn't know it existed. I don't know where it is.
Okay.
I kind of would have otherwise.
I know you would.
So, the show is on E, as in the TV channel, which I presume stands for entertainment.
Yeah.
Now, this is a bit from Sunset Tan that is just wrongness. It involves Nick, who is described as the top salesman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Nick is about to meet a very special customer.
You can sell anything to anyone. It's just how you approach it.
This is my daughter, and she needs to get tan for her school pictures.
She needs to get tan for her school pictures.
Yes.
Right, okay. You did hear that correctly. Bear in mind, this child is about 8 years old,
oh
right?
Oh, my God.
This is my daughter, and she needs to get tan for her school pictures.
She needs to get tan for her school pictures.
Yes.
Now, it does get worse.
Pictures.
Remember,
pictures.
Remember, this is the kid's mother, right?
Mm-hmm. I want her to be tan. Last year, she was a little pale, and I want her to stand out this year.
Oh,
she was
my
pale
God.
Last year, so she wants us to stand out a bit.
Oh, this is awful.
So what does Nick do? He springs into action. Get selling, Nick.
You're definitely going to want to do the level 4, which is the mid-level bed. What might work better would be the cocktail, which is what Lindsay Lohan does.
So that's the cocktail, which Lindsay Lohan does. Yeah. This is still about tanning, is it?
It's actually where you do the bed and then you do the spray, so it'll help get the most color.
Yeah. A bed and then a spray?
Yeah. Listen to the mum's reaction, though.
What might work better would be the cocktail, which is what Lindsay Lohan does.
Right, instead of saying, ooh, maybe she'd be saying, no, I do not want my daughter emulating Lindsay Lohan in any way whatsoever. But no.
Ooh. What do you think?
Did you want to get the Lindsay Lohan special?
Yes.
Do you want to look like Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No.
You're probably thinking this is quite wrong now with a big capital R, but apparently it's totally normal.
This is L.A. You got to be the tannest kid in the class.
Tannest kid in the class.
Oh, that is awful.
Right, and this is what they're agreeing to buy, okay, by doing the Lindsay Lohan cocktail.
These two are for the tanning. This one's for the face. This one's for the body. This one you want to put on before the airbrush. This one is something you use after the airbrush. This is an extender.
Most beautiful girl in your class.
Always.
You're going to be the most beautiful girl. Now, it's a small price to pay for being the most beautiful girl in the class. Would you like to know how much this costs?
Go on.
Cha-ching. $1,300. Easy.
Right, so that's $1,300.
Cha-ching. $1,300. Easy.
Right, so also, this is the most scary bit of all, right? As the 8-year-old girl is about to get her $1,300 tan...
Close your eyes and breathe through your nose and look straight ahead...
No, I really don't
want to
do this.
Well, you need to do this. It's for your pictures. Let's go.
One more time.
No, I really don't want to do this.
Well, you need to do this. It's for your pictures. Let's go.
Just get in the booth.
Horrible woman.
But Mum is right, as they always are. Once the little brat stops whining and gets the tan, she loves being just like Lindsay Lohan.
She looks great. What do you think, honey?
I like it. I feel pretty for a school picture.
So, yeah, she feels really good now. She didn't want to have it done, but she feels brilliant now. Now, can I just say, what is great about this is when it was on TV in the States, on the E! Channel, they had breaking news at the time, scrolling along the bottom of the screen. Can I tell you what it was?
Go on.
This is what it said, the scrolling. Lindsay Lohan arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence after crashing her Mercedes. Officers say they found cocaine in the car.
Do you want to look like Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1, is this?
Hello, it's Louise.
Hi, Louise. Where are you today?
I'm in Sunderland.
Yeah. How can I help you today?
Well, I was ringing, really, just to pass something by you. I want to find out or not whether this is normal behaviour, okay?
Are you assuming that Scott knows what normal behaviour is?
Well, I guess so. Well, you're male, which is going to help. Because,
okay.
My friend that I live with has a very strange habit, and I think it's disgusting. But I recently found out that he's been using the kitchen sink to go to the loo because he can't be bothered to go upstairs.
Ooh.
And I've spoken to him about it, and he says it's he just thinks it's totally normal.
How is
Please
that normal?
Tell me that. Oh, thank you. And you see, I said this to him. I was like, seriously, that is disgusting. That's rank. And he's just like, well, it's easier than going upstairs. It's sterile.
He's so lazy, he doesn't actually go upstairs. He just has a waz in the sink.
Does he?
It's not normal, is it?
Does he take the pots out of the sink before he does it?
I haven't asked.
That would be my first question. You don't want the washing up in the sink and him weeing all over it.
That's not hygienic.
No, that isn't.
I mean, we were sitting watching a film. In fact, it happens all the time. We were watching a DVD or something, and they disappear into the kitchen. And he's gone for a while. And I've always thought it was just like making a cup of tea or something, or, you know, getting a beer or whatever. But then I realise now that every time he's been gone, he's been having a wee.
When did you find out about this?
Just about 3 days ago. It's wrong, isn't it? Surely it's wrong.
Is he a student? Because they have different rules.
No, he's not. He's a professional.
Oh.
Wow.
See, I've known students that do wheeze in their sinks, in their rooms, in halls.
Do you think this is just a male thing, though? Because I'm sorry, no female would have a wee in a sink.
Well, it'd be quite difficult, wouldn't it?
Would it?
Well, technically, it would be quite difficult for my friend because it's a high bench.
Maybe he's just showing off.
So he really must have to, like, you know, give himself a little step up there, mustn't he?
Well, either that or he does it from a distance, you know, and hits target.
Well, you do that sometimes, don't you? You play target wee and all of that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm a girl.
All over the drainer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
I have to tell you this because I'm feeling quite guilty about this.
You've done it, haven't you?
Me and Dave did a gig not too long ago, about 3 weeks ago, and the toilet in this club was miles away from the stage. Mm. But if we just came back off the stage into the little office area, there was a sink.
Oh, you see?
And so we went in the sink about 3 times each in the course of that gig.
You and Comedy Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Where was this?
You're supposed to be professional as well.
But, you know, each track didn't last very long and the toilet was miles away. So.
Oh, you're as bad as him.
So, no, I'm not. It wasn't a kitchen sink. It was just like an office sink.
Oh, that's fine then.
So.
Well, look, can I guess where it was?
If you want.
Was it Penzance?
Yes, it was. Oh, I don't think we need to say that.
But then did you wash your hands in the same sink?
No, I didn't wash my hands.
Disgusting.
How many people did you shake hands with that night?
It was about 700 people.
Oh.
I didn't want to wash my hands because I thought Dave's aim isn't very good, I wouldn't have thought.
Oh,
so I thought he might have hit the tap.
Were you doing this together?
The last one of the night, I think we did do together. Yeah.
Did you touch each other?
No! It wasn't like some kind of duel.
Were you having an aiming contest?
No, because the sink wasn't very big.
So you must have touched each other.
No, we didn't. We didn't. Get your ridiculous fantasies out of your head. We didn't. Why did you have to ring up?
You see, you've both been outed. That's great.
I'm glad you called. I love you.
And you. Bye, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I've made a mistake, and I need to tell you about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Am I here to rescue you?
Before I went away on holiday, I might have had, like, a celebratory, hooray, I'm on holiday, glass of wine or two.
Okay. Understandable.
You know what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
You
know. Oh, not again.
Yeah. No, I'm not offering you. This is my wine, actually.
Okay.
Right. And I was out with one of my mates, who I've not seen for a while, and she's getting married next year, right?
Right.
And she was saying, while I was out with her, that she really wants a harpist at her wedding.
A harpist.
Playing the harp.
I know, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what it's like. You have a few glasses of wine, put some music on.
I thought she was getting married.
And then you have some more wine. And then maybe a little bit more. No, it was nothing like that.
You haven't split up, have you?
No, I haven't. No, I'm no homewrecker.
Right.
Right. It's just that I get quite friendly when I've had some wine. And I like to think I'm a nice person. This is not going where you think it is. Okay? Right. So she wants a harpist. I might say that I would do that for her at the wedding.
You told her that you would play the harp?
I told her that I can play the harp and that I will do
be
that.
Be her harpist?
Yeah.
And she's a good friend, is she? Somebody you've known for a while?
She's one of those people that I'd see, you know, and catch up with, like, probably, you know, two or three times a year. So,
right.
Because she's very busy and she lives away from where I live.
So. Okay. And have you spoken to her since?
Well, she's emailed me today.
Right.
Asking if I'm still on for it. No, I was only being friendly.
She must know you. I mean, like, I know you. If you told me that you would be the harpist for me at an event, I would say, that's ridiculous, Scott, you don't play the harp.
She totally bought it. Now, what do I do?
Are you sure she's not just playing you along?
No, not at all. I mean, I thought, you know, after a bit of... The least I could do was to offer to play the harp myself.
Okay, and it's next year, is this, won't it?
Yeah, I've got... Well, what do I do?
You better start learning to play the harp.
Well...
Soft lad.
That's one of the options. Yeah. Do I say that I lied, or do I learn how to play the harp? Because how hard can it be?
It's only a few strings on a big triangle thing, isn't it?
It's mostly girls that play the harp as well. Have you ever seen a bloke playing a harp?
It's mostly girls with kind of long, thin arms, isn't it?
Mm.
Spindly fingers.
And surely all you have to do is reach out like that and then just kind of bring your arms forward.
Yeah.
Pluck. It can't be that difficult, surely.
Well, there you go then. I think you've decided you're going to play the harp at her way. I'm not convinced that she isn't just playing you along.
It's next March, so I've got, well, less than a year to learn. What do you think I should do? Do I learn it?
I'd learn it. It can't take a year just to pluck a few strings. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Aaron from The Other Man.
Hello, how can I help?
Oh, I'm harpist.
I'm sorry?
I've been playing it for about 4 years now.
You're what, sorry?
I'm a harpist.
Oh, sorry, my mistake. Okay, and you've been doing it for 4 years?
Yeah, and I taught myself.
So it's not that hard.
You taught yourself?
Yes, I taught myself. I can't read music, so I just have to, I don't know, make it up as I go along, but I've been playing it for 4 years.
Wow. And has anyone noticed that you're just blagging it?
No, I get paid near enough about £100 an hour for playing harps at weddings.
This could be a new source of income for me.
It's good money.
It's really good money, and I get £10 an hour for doing lessons, for teaching people. So if you want a lesson, Scott, just get a ferry across the Isle of Man, and I'll give you a lesson.
So I have to get a ferry to the Isle of Man and then pay you £10 an hour?
Even though you don't know what you're doing?
No, I've got a couple of students, so it's all right.
I tell you what, you're on a good one there, aren't you?
Yeah, you've just admitted it.
Lessons and gigs and you have no idea what you're doing.
You should have kept that to yourself.
I don't know what I'm doing. I can't read music, so I have to listen to music first and then play it.
Okay. You're rubbish and overpaid.
Join the club.
Radio 1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.